So, we will turn on the people to the people. So this is another series of songs that are part of the Lord Vishwanathan different songs. Describing the six angles, the six parts of surrender. So this is doctrine vehicle, acceptance of God as our maintainer.
Krishna, that is
real world. Because one has to be good luck to live in the garden on my fault, and also on the I heard the prophet who said that the brahmacharya is compassionate and blind to live in my home. But I first heard the right word about it. Then he said, even better than that is to preach the history for some of the world. I know the Prabhupada is going around. There are many Prabhupada said, now we shall learn the lesson of the Lord. So we do have our mind, we have our mind, we have our mind, we have our mind. He said that, my dear Krishna, you are full of mercy. Krishna is the Lord, you are full of mercy. Just like our hearts are full of lust, greed, anger, envy, all these passions. We are all troubled by our mind. So if I should come, I am troubled by my mind. Means the mind is always going here, there, everywhere. Krishna says, Nandana, think of me. So we are in this world and thinking about millions, billions, trillions of things, everything is for Krishna. Therefore, our mind is always disturbed. But, you can imagine, I mean, how nice it is. It is just the opposite. Instead of being troubled by our mind, if you were so much pure, that you would only think, how is it going to last? So that training is being given. This is preaching movement. And preaching means you hear the message of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then you go out among new people who have no idea of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And you can see that everything in Srimad Bhagavad Gita is true. You can see the three modes of material nature working. You can understand that people are suffering. If you have knowledge, if you have knowledge, then naturally we want to give that knowledge to them, so they can be knowledgeable. So this is the training to become purified in our hearts. Because our hearts are full of envy. We want our own sense gratification. But if we get a little knowledge of Krishna consciousness, and we go around, people have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then we will feel that we want to be in Krishna consciousness. That means we're developing the quality of dayana. So this is the program of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaja Krishna, Bhava Krishna, Kartha. Prati Bhani Bhani Diya, Bhava Krishna, Vikha. Bhaja Krishna, Bhava Krishna, Kartha Krishna. You go door to door and ask people, worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, learn about Krishna. We ourselves hear about Krishna and teach the others about Krishna. You see, this is most beautiful. If we simply hear about Krishna, but we don't believe, then we won't get the same realization. A shravana, a new hearing, must be followed by kirtana and chanting. And kirtana means, when we speak, we again hear. Kirtana means not only chanting the name, but seeking the glory of Krishna. So when we do this, then we get more realization about what we've heard. Sometimes by repeating this, they doubt it. And people may ask questions that we can't answer. I read in your book, your Swami says that they never went to the moon, then everything is explained. Then you feel a little doubtful, why not? Then you go back, so it goes to judgment, the most number of questions. Then he explains, and your doubt is clear. So preaching means so many different ideas people preach with. And that means you get more and more to understand the philosophy. So that we ourselves become fixed. When others speak to us, we don't become disturbed. And we're able to answer their questions. So this becomes an addiction. It becomes an addiction. Addiction. Just like you have addiction to us. It's very pleasurable to speak philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It's a great pleasure to see people's minds turn towards Krishna. It's a different kind of addiction. Because you see, going out, distributing books, distributing prasad, distributing the whole thing. Is it not pleasurable? You can't do it. Is it not a great pleasure when you give books to people and they say, oh, this is great, I'm very interested in this.
Yeah.
And when you meet people and say, I really love this book, do you have any more? I don't have it. You meet people like that? You know? So there's no believing in God. It is much more believing than any kind of sense of Krishna. So if we go on doing this, then we'll give up all my intelligence and concentration will just drop out of my head. Then we can also help Bhagavatam Mahaprabhu, who is Pavitakara. When we ourselves become Pavitakara Vibhakta, when we become attached to lifting our transformed soul. Of course, we should always think that I am the Lord. If we think I am very advanced, then automatically we are starting to transform. But we should simply think that I am the Lord, that I am engaged and I think of culture in this service. So he says, because you are Karunamaya, there are more lessons. So Krishna, he is our only shelter. He can take shelter of someone who is, what is the qualifications of one of the Krishna? One thing is, he should be competent to do shelter. He should be confident to give shelter means he should be powerful enough to protect us against dangers. Hare Krishna. It's like in Bhagavatam, there is one example that someone may see a dog swimming, so they get a very good idea that I want to cross the ocean.
So, yeah.
Let's put the dog in the ocean and I'll hold his tail. And by holding his tail, I will cross over the ocean. Foolish. Because the dog himself cannot swim over the ocean, so if we hold on to the dog's tail, and how we have to cross the ocean? It's not possible. Therefore, we have to take shelter of one who is capable of doing so. That is Krishna. He is Sharanagam, which means he is worthy of taking shelter. Bhagavatam also states that one who is completely surrendered to Krishna, he has no more debt. Everyone is indebted to the neighbor, to anybody, because they provide water, light, heat. And you can get into the rishis. Everything is great thing because of the prasad. All that has given us knowledge about dharma, how to become a moksha, and how to live in this material world. So, the large bhuta, there are other living beings, just like even animals. Of course, nowadays we use cars and all these things. Previously, animals were an essential part of human society. Even now we can build it from the past. We are in happiness. All different people in the past. We now mean different men. So many different people were invented to. Because man is a social animal. All different kinds of people are in this space. We take service from the farmer, from the grocer, the shopkeeper, from the engineers, from the mechanics. Everyone knows everyone else. And this way we are indebted to everyone. We are indebted to the forefathers. So everyone has their own debts to those who help us to live our lives in the future world. But neither the demigods, the ordinary rishis, nor the animals, nor the land, nor the forefathers can save us from birth and death. Who can do that? Krishna. His name is Mukunda, the liberation. So, we should take shelter of him. He is Raja, not taking shelter. And if we take shelter of him, then we no longer have any debt. We are indebted to all these different classes of people for all the services. So we should take shelter of one who is capable of taking shelter. Sometimes people take shelter of some bogus person, like Sai Baba. We think Sai Baba can help me. Sai Baba can certainly help us. And help us very nicely not to go to hell. So he is not going to take shelter of us. We should take shelter of one who can deliver us from all dangers. So he should be capable of taking shelter and willing to take shelter. He should be willing to take shelter. It's like you see people, they take shelter of politicians. Why? Because they are powerful. Yeah. That's why many people in Russia, many people they work against are powerful politicians. Because then they can control the situation very well. So I wonder if you can convince your other powerful politician who has the power to control. He won't be in Karuna one. You don't know what nasty things he wants to do also. So, Krishna, if one thing he shows not, then he's willing to be shown. Willing to be shown is the devotee who is surrendered. Devotees who approach Krishna with some material motive, they don't get the shelter of Krishna's name. They may want some money or some material facility, and they may not want to get that, but they won't get the shelter of Krishna. Therefore, it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that sometimes Krishna, if someone comes to him with mixed motives, and he's thinking about surrender, but he's also thinking about enjoyment of surrender. Then Krishna spoils all his material things. Brings in the nectar of his lotus feet. So you can't think both ways. Let me keep Maya on one side and Krishna on the other. You can't have both. You have to, just like you can't have light and darkness at the same time. So we have to choose what we want. Tabataya Akra, Nani Varasham, Tabasha, Bhushkhana Dhaka. He says that the candidate of mercy, you won't get anyone else by me. So I'm sure that you will help me, Krishna. And you will destroy my fear. Fear means a fear of afraid. Because we're very small and the fear energy is very powerful. But if you get shelter of Krishna, then you become fearless. Prabhupada used to give the example of a little child. If he's with his father, then he feels fearless. If he's joining with his brother and father in the street, he will feel fully protected. Even though there are so many big people. Maybe you remember when you were a little child, and the people, they seem so big. They're just coming up to their knees. There's all these giant people walking. So if you go on the street with many people, as a little child, can be very frightened. And if you're with your parents, then you feel that everything's all right. My father too. You look up there. Of course, that's also one kind of life. Allah says that a child cannot be looking at his parents. But then a feeling is there. I remember once I was on a flight, and that was during the rainy season. So, there's lots of clouds and rain and storm. So, the plane was coming. You know how it goes in the storm. It's all of a sudden it was dropped. So I was sitting next to a man and woman from England, and the woman was very afraid. She held on the arm of her husband very closely, and he started stroking her hands around me, as if to say, "Don't worry, I'm here. I'm protecting you. If the plane drops out of the sky, he can go around this as much as he likes, but their bodies will be burned to ashes. They won't be able to identify the body. She's like, don't worry, I'm protecting you. Foolishness. And anybody in that example of how it is, the child feels that I'm being shocked. And sometimes you see the child who's in the public place in the market, they've become separated from their father and mother. Of course, I don't see so much in Russia as big shopping places. In the West, there are these huge shopping plazas. So everyone goes and gets completely admired. After working hard a week, they get their money. And then they go with their wife to the shopping place. They have millions of things to buy. They dream of all kinds of things to take their money away. And see the people walking around looking intoxicated. And all the different things they could buy for centuries. And they're walking out with all their money is gone. So anyway, you need thousands of people there. Especially on Friday night. And that's the whole picture of the day. The people are running in the water. So sometimes you see the children, they're separated from their parents in this situation. They become very afraid. And as long as when they're with their parents, they're thinking everything is wonderful. Look at all these things. I can get my father to buy me. Then when they become separated, then they feel full of fear. Who are all these giant people walking around? How can I live without my father? And they become totally disturbed. So in that same situation, in this material world, we are full of fear. We cover it up and we look to walk as if we're very selfish. And actually, in there, I'm doing all this for me. And you'll see that just like it says in that place. You get that place there, right? And then you know what it is. You see, it's very, very interesting experience. Everyone's just going around their activities, enjoying all their life, and just, and all of a sudden, everything starts to shake. And immediately we become just full of fear that now maybe I have to die. So you can see that all that fear is there. It's just people are in an illusion that something's going on and they don't know. It's just under the surface, it's great fear. Everyone is afraid of death. And if you take shelter of Krishna, no. Amari, Dharati, Ahara, Ahara, Shakti, Alone, Eternal. So this Bhagavad Gita is explaining that in this world, who has got the power to save you? Only you. So that's the point. No one else can save you. Your father and mother cannot save you. Your children and family cannot save you. Asat Sanya, this is described in Vaishuddha Goswami. All the family members, they describe as terrible soldiers. You think I'm very safe and protected in my home. This is another feature of life. That every living being makes some arrangements for living. The birds make their nests. We make our little apartment kitchen one night. We live in an apartment, a kitchen home. The apartment, the night. Do you think where they keep the kitchen? Well, the road is not busy. So we feel when we're living in our apartment that everything's nice and safe. This is the place which is home, this building. This is where I'm completely comfortable. When I go to work, people shower me, tell me what to do, call me back to them. When I'm walking in the street, I'm just normally. When I'm home, then everything is me. I'm in charge here. Everyone knows me and loves me. We have a happy family. But the family there, my family members cannot protect. This is the illusion. Everything is nice in my family. We are asat and powerless. We cannot be satisfied with anything. Don't talk about it. You can store that in your head. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. And the man is completely worried. Because he's going to die. Everyone is going to happen to him. People after that, everything is finished. All about many times quoted Professor Tarkovsky as an example of the great Buddha. As an example of how people who are educated in the modern age, who are supposed to be very educated, are complete fools. Because the big professor, he says, Swamiji, when the body is finished, everything is finished. So they say that, but actually they don't believe it. Otherwise, one day you're afraid. When the earthquake comes and everything the whole ground starts shaking and people think, oh, I'm going to die. That's the day you're afraid. If you bring a gun and say, God, I'm going to shoot you. It's an interesting one. After that, anyway, after that, everything's finished. If everything's finished, then why are they going so hard now? What are they doing? Because they're thinking they can happen. And there they're thinking, they don't know what's going to happen if that's their thing. But they're very afraid. Because they know that for every reason, not for every reason, and that's a fact, it's not there. The person who is not in the Krishna consciousness dead is not there at all. The Krishna consciousness person dead is not very good to him. He's been serving Krishna here, and he simply goes on with his service. Prabhupada said, well, the devotee, the one is dead. Just like he goes to sleep, and when you wake up, no Krishna. But for the material person, it's a very horrible experience. You know what you're saying? Driving up. That's your life and it's not that good. That's why you have to train those people, they pass through and do it. When someone is very afraid, then they pass through and do it. And the time is there. So, for sure, you can see that. Taking shelter of our family members is total foolishness. There are, now that's one reason why. The main system. is why Asha's sister is all orders of life and so, family life is also very helpful. But, Hamsha told Brahma, Bhagavan, Vijay, in your creation, to be get out of that house. Don't take shelter of a thousand soldiers. Prepare to die. The whole human life is meant for preparation for death. You have to die. This is a very long thing already. So, are we going to be ready or not? Shadam, Dharam, Hacham, Dharam, Bhakti, Dhamti, Bhai. And the time of death, all our chanting, dancing, all these things, this will be tempted. You may have been chanting Hare Krishna very nicely, but in the time of death, you will see what kind of chanting we will do. Are we chanting for Krishna, or are we chanting for what kind of enjoyment is there? Prabhupada gave an example that the parrot, you can also teach to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, you say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like that. So the parrot is also chanting, Hare Krishna. But when the cat comes, then the parrot doesn't chant Hare Krishna, the parrot goes, he's very afraid. So instead of chanting Hare Krishna, but we're not surrendering to Krishna, then at the time of death, we'll chant something else. Then you end up in the Ramachandra Yashwara in the next life. You get another chance at a woman's body. And you don't know what she does. And there are other stories that demonstrate this. Some of our devotees, they were driving in a taxi early morning in Delhi. Now, on those days, most of the cities in India, they have very poor street lighting or no street lighting. Nowadays, India has become very modern and advanced. So at least in Delhi, there's street lights. Early morning, it's very black and dark. So another hobby of some Indian drivers is to drive without lights. So the device, they smash the light because they're driving when they're drunk and then they come out and put a new one. So they were going along, bump by bump along the Delhi roads. Bump by bump means you're going to drive by the roads to your phone. Chanting their rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When they saw, just up ahead of them, was a big truck. And the taxi was going very fast, and the truck was also going fast. The truck didn't have any money, so they only saw it very late. So it was just like they were going to smash. So they were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, with their jumper. And they were just trying to smash. And one of our devotees called out, Jesus, Mary, Joseph! Indian drivers are quite experts, but just when they're going to smash, they just, both of them just go down the hill. Of course, many times they do it 1 second too late. When you're driving in India, if you go 300 kilometers drive, practically guaranteed, you'll see some nice exhibition of modern art. Some exhibition of modern art means some truck, two trucks with all everything smashed up completely. Anyway, they just missed and they were driving on. I wish I had. And Bodhi said, I never said that since I was 10 years old. So that means deep in his heart, deep in the heart, because he'd been trained by them in childhood. So that's what he said. Well, at least he didn't call out to his wife. He might have been called born in the Russian Orthodox Church. Anyway, he's been chanting Hare Krishna for about 20 years more, and I'm sure in the same situation with chanting Hare Krishna. But anyway, the point is that what is in our consciousness? How will we catch it at the time of death? So get ready. Don't know when it will come. Sometimes what we think that now I've started chanting Hare Krishna, that guarantee that I'll live a long life and I'll prepare myself for this. Not true. There are many cases here in Russia where none of the devotees are done, because the Russian way of life is very conducive for very long kinds of diseases like cancer. So, there are many people who are shocked. And devotees, they don't know this. So, don't think that you're going to live very long life and I'll do all nonsense now, and maybe I'll try and find a mission. It's a typical Hindu idea. Let me enjoy life now. And just at the end of life, I'll chant Hare Krishna. It's like enjoy now and enjoy it. But if you're not training, you can't get a Krishna. You're trying to get a cheap, easy way back to Godhead. Because some people think, let me go and let it bring down. All my life I've been enjoying sense gratification, now let me go to the Vrindavan. Then I'll die in Vrindavan and go back to Godhead. Then they're living in Vrindavan and they become very sick and it looks like they're going to die. And the proprietor of the lodge in which they're staying sends a telegram to their relatives because he doesn't want to look after the dead body. So immediately the relatives jump on the train and come to the Vrindavan and find, oh, our father's about to die. Quick, take him to the hospital in Agra. So he comes in Agra next to the Taj Mahal. And the telegram goes to them and says, thank you. So, we have to be ready now. Don't know. Don't know when that is. That is not. That we know. But when we don't know, so we should be ready. That's why Prabhupada gave an example around Russia. That Russia, they're always ready for war. We don't know when it's going to be, but they're expecting sooner or later we have to fight. Because we're Russians, and that's our Russian tradition. And they're always fighting each other. So they're always ready. People are always in war consciousness. Any time they're ready to go and sacrifice their life to the mother. So in the same way we have to be always ready. And any time the test can come. And that time we have to chant Hare Krishna. Dayala Thakur, Roshaya Samara, Adhama Amare Rani. So again and again calling out to Krishna that you are so merciful. So you please, You announce it. You tell it. And in this way, pick up, see this simple, lowly person. So that's another example of what we should do. That, if we are in the prison, so we can't get out, but if the president or the king, he tells the governor of the prison, the alleged prisoner, they would automatically be getting released. So in the same way, Maya, Durga, is binding us up with three modes of material energy. You see the rope, you put three ropes together, you string them up, it becomes very strong. So we're very tightly bound up on Maya. But the boss of Maya is Krishna. So Krishna tells Maya, Durga, Devi, let this one go. Then you automatically get released. So Bhakti Rajapal is asking to Krishna, you please just tell my attention. Alright, so we'll finish this today. Is there any question about the class? Some people might have a question about the whole class. So they didn't hear any of it. What was your question? Any question? Yes, please. So any question about the lecture?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Alright. Can you
say something about the phonetic following of the different class? Yeah. About the danger of just following the rituals and something like this. Is it dangerous for, is it such a danger just for the rituals and Krishna consciousness?
Yeah, that is stated in the natural instruction. One of the things which destroys devotional service is simply to follow the rules and regulations without understanding the purpose. So one should follow the rules and regulations, and he should know why he's doing it, and he should follow them according to the principle of Sri Krishna. Yani insanın bu derece sanatı karşı olması lazım. Ama sen de bu kadar okuyuşu isteriz. Bu şekilde bunu konuşuyoruz. Yaklaşık. Hayır, daha iyi bir şey doğru mu? Daha iyi bir şey doğru mu? Daha
Only how we can serve Krishna. For those who
need to wish him his name to Krishna. Sometimes you hear devotees say, oh, I can't do my service from, I don't have the right facility. If I have a five-star apartment and a Mercedes-Benz car, then I can do my service from him. This is the wrong conception. Because the devotee, he should endeavor to do his service under all conditions. Of course, to facilitate some services, some facilities may be useful. Just like in the accounts department nowadays, it should be considered very useful to use a computer. But the idea that I must have some facilities that I can serve, that is an improvement. Our devotees in the Western countries where our movement first began, they had very, very poor traveling opportunities. Sometimes our devotees, they tell the devotees who are there now, who are joining now, and they can't believe how they were living. In the very cold, in the winter, no money for heating, so no heat. And the local hooligans would throw stones through the windows. So, no money to repair them. So you wake up in the morning and you have to shake the snow off your sleeping bag. And often vegetables, Christian means the vegetables that you get by begging home. The devotees were living very happily with no facilities. So, if Krishna gives us that facilities, we accept for the sake of serving him. And if we don't get the very nice facilities, anyway, we serve. That is the attitude of Shakalacharya, giving up everything. Giving up the attitude of enjoying. Ani nitkodas tumi kalyeta tumi gupta jagana. What the Lord said, I'm your fellow servant. You are my maintainer. You are Jagana, you are the Lord of the universe. Kalyeta gupta. Kalyeta means protector, gupta means maintainer. So, I am your child servant. So, a servant, what is he? At least in the material sense, you expect to be maintained. No one here works for nothing.
You go the book that.
No one in the material world works for nothing. Of course, in Russia, I guess sometimes they go and work in the country, they want to get paid. That's true. But they're expecting to get paid. If you tell them that you're simply going working for the next 30 years and you'll never pay you anything, then they won't work. Yeah. But service to Krishna, we don't expect to get paid. How much will be my salary? The salary is actually telling my heart to be described. What if we can be a payment? He says, you give me the salary of love, not of God. We don't want anything else. We've not come here to have to increase our material facilities. Devotees, people are surprised how they're living. They're working hard. If we tell them what is our daily schedule, rise early in the morning. All day engaged, long hours, hard work, no holidays, no pay. You will think, why are you doing it? Yes, we can think the answer, why are you doing it? We're getting something because we're getting our bread and soup, but we're not doing only for that. We're doing because we're getting something which we cannot get even by working in this material world for millions of years. Little taste of love of God. Therefore we want it. If we weren't getting that, then why should we go? We have an oil from the garden. Sometimes you see the door for months and just 2 minutes you can put the oil. Anyway, this temple's not going to be there. So shouldn't go on for months. So, the devotees, they're getting something. It's the non-devotees, they cannot understand that. Actually, if they know it in a little sense, they can understand the devotees are doing something substantial. Because you can see the devotees are very happy. And sometimes the non-devotees are not envious of that also. Why are these people so happy? They should be miserable like me. They should be a normal human being, full of anxiety. Why are they not full of anxiety? So they become angry and say that the devotees are brainwashed. They're too happy. They're not normal. They're psychologically disturbed. We should give them psychological treatment so that they can become normal, unhappy people like us.